You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. And yeah, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues, all of them. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to the middle of the week, the day that we love, the day that the camel tells us it's hump day. Play it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yes, it is. It is hump day. Congratulations. You're halfway to the weekend. That's good stuff. So, by the way, thank you for indulging me yesterday. I had to be with somebody dear to me at an appointment, and it's a good thing that we made the call and we did because the day ran long. So yesterday you got to hear a repeat, but this is me live. It's Wednesday. I can give you the date, proof of life if you need it. But we're glad you're here. And Boomer is on the board. Hey, buddy.
I'm live as well.
You are indeed. All you.
All me. I'm all here, guys.
All of you. Every bit. All right. Yeah, we're glad to be with you on this hump day. We got a great show laid on for you. 3 o'clock today, former state senator Dick Brubaker is calling in. Dick represented part of the Montgomery Pike Road area. And interesting dynamics that we'll be talking about with him about redistricting. And I'll be honest with you, maybe there will be a Congressman Brubaker in the future. We'll find out. So former state senator Dick Brubaker calling in at 3 o'clock. Then at 4 p.m., you know the deal. We don't just play the camel. We also go with the Grand Council at 4 o'clock. So at 4 o'clock, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, two of my brethren in talk radio, they come on and we ping each other with questions and just see what our various thoughts are on stuff. So that's the Grand Council at 4 o'clock. And then I got a whole triple dipper, so hit it, buddy.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So right out the gate, I'm talking about some mad maps. Got some mad maps. So if you haven't already heard, the special master that was assigned by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has now come back with some mad maps, y'all. They've redrawn all of our congressional districts, and they've even told us how likely it is that race will play a factor in who wins. So we have to be more racist to be able to elect our Congress, you know, our congressional delegation. A crazy thing. We're talking about some mad maps. That's number one, triple dipper. And number two, faith. It's a thing. I love it when faith is in the public arena. Why? Because it should be. There's nothing that says that you have to hide your faith like a candle under a bushel. Who says you're supposed to be in the public arena but hide your faith? There's this misnomer out there that for some reason, faith is not allowed to be public and certainly not in the public arena or the public discourse or in public politics. And I say bunk. The reality is faith. It's a thing. And we're going to talk about that, number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three. So this is intriguing to me. So I don't think I've ever seen this happen. And I'd like to think that I've been somewhat in tune with politics for a while. But we're about to see a debate next month. Not between presidential candidates, no, between two governors. So Ron DeSantis and Governor Gavin Newsom have agreed to a public debate with Sean Hannity as the moderator next month. Really? I got plenty of thoughts on that, but I'm calling this whole section side event or main event. I don't know. Maybe that's going to wind up being the two presidential candidates actually having their debate early. Side event or main event? There you go, number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump to my comments, and I will tell you, Southern Immediate Care, I love those folks, and I appreciate the fact that they are sponsors of not just the show in general, but also of the Right Side Way monologue every single day. Southern Immediate Care, a great chain of clinics all across North Alabama. They're in locations like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. And listen, Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week, and I know the people that run it, and they are solid, solid folks. Southern Immediate Care, sponsors of the Right Side Way. So here's my thoughts. I'm thinking back, and I remember when I was a kid, I can remember going into stores with my dad. And he would always say to me, son, keep your hands in your pockets. I don't know if that was a thing that every dad said, but my dad said it to me all the time. Son, keep your hands in your pockets. I used to hate it when he said that. I mean, did he not trust me to not break things? Short answer is no. I mean, why should he? I was a knothead kid. Knothead kids break things. So, yeah, if we went into any place softer than a hardware store, he would tell me all the time, son, keep your hands in your pockets. Because when kids start grabbing things in a store, parents are the ones who wind up having to pay for what gets broken. It's the old rule of the retail store. You break it, you buy it. So yes, my hands stayed in my pockets quite often. But there's a legal version of the rule, you break it, you buy it. In the practice of law, it's very common to find somebody being sued for injuries that were the proximate cause or of the negligence or recklessness of another person. I mean, there's a whole cottage industry out there of plaintiff's lawyers who advertise that if you've been hurt, dial 1-800-INJURY and let them go to work for you. Sometimes those cases are necessary. And they're the only way, though, that a person can be made whole. But what happens when the injured person was actually just more susceptible to being hurt anyway? I mean, what happens when the injured person is someone who has a physical disability or a special condition, and because they do, their injuries are just made worse simply because they were already more prone to being hurt than another person who was reasonably or similarly situated, who didn't have the same physical conditions. I mean, can a person be sued for injuries that were just something that was made worse by a pre-existing condition? And the answer is absolutely. Yes, they can. The long-standing rule is called the eggshell plaintiff doctrine. It basically stands for the premise that if you were someone with a very thin skull, a skull that can crack as easily as an egg, as someone who accidentally causes an accident that cracks your skull, even if the average person would not have suffered the same injuries, the fact is the injury was still proximately caused by the actions of the person who caused the accident. Well, the courts have said that when it comes to injured persons, you have to take them as you found them. That's the thing. You have to take them as you found them. Defendants are trying to point the finger at the fragile state of the injured person. They'll try to say no one could have foreseen such injuries. I mean, it was made worse by his condition. But the good plaintiff's lawyer is going to go to work to show that the injury was the result of the defendant's actions. If they can show that to the court's satisfaction, it doesn't matter if the injured person was toting around an eggshell skull. You take them as you find them. Basically, you don't get the benefit of saying, well, he was just more injury prone. That's not my problem. Nope. You take them like you find them, even if they have an eggshell for a noggin. It's the legal version of you break it, you buy it. So why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you because what we're watching right now on the U.S. southern border is a classic example of trying to blame somebody for something that's allegedly because of a pre-existing condition. I mean, the Biden administration right now is causing massive injury to our country, to our way of life, to our economy, all by literally breaking our already fragile southern border. In August alone, 232,972 people were detained after illegally crossing our southern border. That's nearly 250,000 in 1 month, and that does not include the gotaways. The Customs and Border Patrol has now revised their projections for 2023 with the expectation that we're going to exceed 2 million illegal immigrants in 1 year. Since Biden took office, well over 6 million, y'all, illegal immigrants have been documented. That's more than the entire population of the state of Alabama. In Eagle Pass, Texas, thousands across the border every single day, and they have overrun the small town of Eagle Pass, whose actual population is really only 29,000. The mayor of Eagle Pass said in an interview early this week, he said, quote, I believe 100% that Biden does bear some responsibility for this crisis. He said, I haven't heard from anybody in the administration. The president hadn't put out a statement. The vice president, I haven't heard from anybody. By the way, he's a Democrat, and he's upset. But the Biden administration, they swear it's not their fault. It's a long-standing problem, they say. The border had issues before we got here, they say. Well, I got news, Mr. President. It may be an eggshell doctrine plaintiff, but the injuries were made worse by you. You broke it. You buy it. But Biden's trying anyway. Last Thursday, in a speech to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, He blamed Republicans for the growing number of illegals crossing the border. He said this. He said, MAGA Republicans spent 4 years gutting the immigration system under my predecessor. They continue to undermine our border security today. We need our colleagues to act. All right. Does he remember that he's actually the commander-in-chief right now? Does he remember that he spent 40 years as part of the D.C. establishment and did absolutely nothing? White House spin doctor and breaker of glass ceilings, Karine Jean-Pierre, she insisted last Thursday that President Biden is doing everything he can to combat the surge of migrants at the southern border, and she accused Republicans of not doing enough. She said, "We have taken steps without the help of Republicans in Congress to do everything we can to deal with this issue." That's what she told the reporters at the White House. Sure. Sure you did, Karine. Let's say for the sake of argument that this awkward attempt to deflect blame on previous administrations has any merit at all. Let's say that under Trump, the border security had not really improved. Let's say the Mexican government hadn't really been assisting the U.S. back then during the Trump administration to try and stem the tide of migrant caravans. Let's say for the sake of discussion that we were not seeing drug trafficking across the southern border causing 70,000 Americans to die from fentanyl poison in 1 year alone right now. Let's say the problems actually did pre-exist the Biden administration. That does not in any way give them a buy. Not at all. Remember that eggshell plaintiff doctrine? You take them as you found them. You break it, you buy it. It does not matter one whit whether or not the border was perfect before Biden took office or whether it was damaged before Biden took office. The fact is that Biden is now the one who's in charge, and he's in the position to either help it or hurt it, and all he's done is hurt it. The United States is the injured party. Our southern border is like our national version of an eggshell skull. The Biden administration is the defendant whose actions are the proximate cause of countless injuries to our society as a whole. And the fact that we may have already had some problems before does not in any way absolve Biden of liability for making our problems worse. Mr. President, by God, you break it, you buy it. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Think about it. More than the population of our entire state has streamed across our borders just since Biden took office. But it's the MAGA Republicans. The problem was here before we got here. So freaking what? Do your job. You break it, you buy it. That's the short of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Let's get her done. We'll be right back.